Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield is proud to bring you The Chris Holtmann Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint. The Chris Holtmann Show is brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, and by Credit Union of Ohio. Now, along with Coach Holtmann and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
And welcome to this week's show, our every Monday show with Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann. The Buckeyes are back at home after yesterday's 82-55 setback in West Lafayette, Indiana, against the Purdue Boilermakers. And Ohio State will be home now for three in a row. Coach, thanks as always for your time. Is that as tough an environment as anybody could ever walk into to take a basketball team to play against a team like that?
Yeah, it's a really tough environment. Ask Terrence when we were walking on the court. Terrence Dials, who many know, played here. Ask him if the atmosphere was the same when he played, and he goes, "Well, they, you know, coach, they it was always a good atmosphere." He goes, "But the teams weren't as good," and he seemed to say that a lot about a lot of teams that the league's just a little bit different than what it was maybe 10, 15 years ago. So I think he always said it was, you know, it's a school that kind of celebrates their hoops, so you always there's always a pretty good atmosphere. The way the building is too, with it being so vertical, and I think they renovated the facility and maybe trimmed down some seating. But yeah, it's a great environment and obviously a really good team. They were coming off back-to-back losses, so we knew it would be an environment where there was tremendous energy.
Coach, we talk about the talent that's in this conference from top to bottom, but there's some pretty good coaches as well. When you look at Matt Painter and what he's done at Purdue, just what do you expect when you go in and with your team playing a team that's coached by Matt Painter?
Rebound. I think rebounding is the biggest thing, Ron. They're a tremendous rebounding team offensively and defensively, and they always have been. The one year a few years ago that during the COVID year, Matt was not going to make the NCAA tournament that year. That was the one year they weren't a good rebounding team. They just weren't that year. That was when they had Harm starting at the five, and he was a good player, but they just weren't the same kind of physical rebounding team they've been the other years that we've coached against him. And obviously I coached against him at Butler, but there was a stretch when we coached against him at Butler where he had two tough years. But what you've seen now with his good teams early in his tenure and his really good teams here that had a chance to go to the Final Four a couple years is great rebounding and tremendous size.
When you go into a situation like that, and then even afterwards, looking back at the film and everything, you're looking for fight from your guys. Did you like how guys just approached the big challenge that they faced in that game and how they fought through things?
Well, I thought we had tremendous fight for you know 30 minutes of the game. Certainly the first half, I thought we had tremendous fight. I really did. I thought our guys competed. We were active. We were physical when we needed to be. Probably fouled too much. I thought it hurt us, Felix getting one early foul, but we were able to manage it for the most part. A 7-point game until they tip one in dunk one in at the last, the last possession of the first half. But I thought our fight was really good from really everyone who played. I thought we executed pretty well offensively. We were able to turn them over, in our press. We did not turn it over. And then really the first couple minutes of the second half, they were able to extend the lead and we were to get it back to I think 11 or 12. But we just had too much trouble scoring, you know, in probably the last 10 minutes of the half. And that's where it got away from us.
Coach, not having Zed Key obviously had a lot to do with this, but in all your years as coaching, have you ever started for freshmen? And the second part of that question, played as many minutes for your freshmen?
No, Ron. It's never. And I don't even know how much that's been done, to be honest with you, in college basketball. I think it's a real rarity to start two, much less four. You just don't see it much. And you're right. We've started three a number of times this year, and I think that was even when you go back and you look at kind of the record books. I had never done three freshmen in my career. Hadn't done two a whole lot, to be honest with you. But Zed's injury and then, wanting those guys to play It probably a little bit unfair to them, even though we did get off to a great start, an excellent start, a really good start. But it's in some ways probably a little bit unfair to them that, you know, we're throwing them against, you know, the third team in the country on the road after they've had two losses, you know. But they competed and played well and had good moments. I'm worried about, you know, again, the overall fatigue of being a freshman, but no, I've never done that before. Four is a lot to do, home, road, regardless.
Yeah. Speaking of Zed Key, anything at this point today that you can further divulge or wish to discuss?
I don't have any additional news from yesterday. He's being evaluated probably as we speak, and we'll know more at that point. And, you know, at some point it'll be just a decision between him and his family in terms of what's the next direction to go in.
You know, it's interesting, Coach. Every coach goes into the year knowing that you hope it doesn't happen,
yep.
But it does happen. You've had some significant injuries. Think about Justice Suing being out for quite some time. Obviously, now Zed Key. How does that impact your team, not only during the game, but in practice as well?
Yeah, Zed's injury was significant. He was a guy, Ron. We might even talk to the preseason where he said, okay, hey, we're going to be much deeper next year at the five. This year we knew we were going to be a little bit thin, so it was going to be hard if we lost any one of those guys for a significant period of time. But I think you know, what that does is going to continue to provide opportunity for Felix to grow. And our injury situation overall has been better this year. You know, last year we had really with Kyle's.
Yeah.
You know, the injury with Kyle's, that always was something that, you know, we were right there in the last month of the season to maybe challenge for a league regular season, and then we lose Kyle for an extended period of time. We haven't had that as much this year. For the most part, we've had our guys, with the exception of Zed.
If you have a question for Coach Holtman, you can submit it to our Union Home Mortgage inbox via Twitter at OSU Coach, or go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com and click on Chris Holtman Show inbox. Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage promises kept. UHM.com, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2229. More of today's show presented by Roosters coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.